Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti at the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival. And today I'm joined by Kim Si-Singh, Ivan Nair and Saloni Batra, cast, directors, producers for Sony here in the Orizzonte section. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So we have a limited time, but like I want to go directly into the film. So let's talk about the push and the drive to actually make this film happen for you.
I don't belong to the city of Delhi, but I've had a very special connection with the city, having spent 6 years of my childhood there, and still have extended family there. So I visit that city very often. A few years ago, there was like a spate of incidents, very violent crimes reported against young women in the city, and As I was reading the articles or watching it on TV, watching the news on TV, it got me thinking whether I really knew the city that I thought I knew. So it kind of the film wasn't a knee-jerk reaction to those incidents, but I think somewhere I think a seed was sown. So when in 2014 I started writing about this character who's a policewoman in New Delhi, I thought, yeah, let her be the one who is tasked with curbing these crises or, you know, tackling this crisis. And because I thought that a policewoman's perspective was very special and very unique compared to like a policeman's perspective, because I thought she would understand the actual heinousness of these crimes and would have a very different viewpoint than of a man, because after all, she being a woman is susceptible to the same crimes that are happening on the street. So I wanted to kind of explore that viewpoint, and also the kind of emotions that a policewoman must be going through as she actually tries to tackle these crimes in the city. So it became, for me, it had to be a character study. And to show that she's conflicted, she makes mistakes, she has her strengths, she has her weaknesses. So really that at the end of the day, she's a human being as well. So that essentially was the idea.
And another question for you, but then it will also span to the ladies. And it's really something probably universally basic, but it's a preoccupation that I had in mind as well, or probably a lot of filmmakers out there. The interest and the drive to actually investigate these issues, but at the same time, maybe the uncomfortable position of being a man. I know it sounds very, very universal, but of course, there's always this sort of like almost a you're afraid of being condescending by talking about women from a male perspective. How did you tackle these sort of uncomfortable territories? And also, like, of course, we're working with your team, so with Kimsey and the cast.
No, that's a very fine question. Like I said, I wanted to treat the characters as I wanted to be oblivious to the gender of the character. I did not want to victimize the character. I did not want to glorify the characters. I wanted to treat them as a human being. That's why, going back to my point, that I wanted the audience to also just forget about, take a step back, and just forget about whether they're watching, watching this happen to a male character or a female character. Just try to put themselves in the shoes of the character and think, how would they react in the situation if they were faced with the situation? So it was, I always thought that if I would myself first treat these characters and the actors who come to play these characters as I would treat any other character, just first treat them as a human being, just forget about their gender for a second, then maybe we will have a good relationship, good partnership, and what I am trying to show will actually show on the screen. So I think that was first, it had to start with me first, And only then can I expect the audiences to actually react that way.
And I want to actually, I'm very curious to hear about the nature of your partnership. So how mm-hmm. how you developed, you know, as a team, and of course your the work that even had with you, Saloni. So how you developed the character and what you decided to portray and what you actually decided to hide and let the audience to imagine.
First, Kim. Right. As a first time producer for a feature film. So I've worked with Ivan on his previous short films as well, supported him on that. So when he shared the first draft of Sony with me, I was excited and I said, yes, this is what I would like to support. And because this is something that what real women do and what the women that I have crossed paths in my life, you know, my mother, my teachers, and this is what I see happening around me. And if I really wanted the same to be shown in the cinema, so I really liked it and just wanted to support and contribute a little, or raise my voice or add my voice to it and just support this thing.
So, as far as the character study, etc., is concerned, we did go through a research process for 2.5 weeks. And Ivan was very clear about the characters. He explained to us what he was looking for, the characteristics, the nature of the character. And we did go and meet a lot of women police women in the police stations. We spoke to them. We spent a lot of time with them. We spoke to them about their routine, their chores during the day, what they do at home, what they do at the police station, how they manage all these cases of rapes or whatever that comes their way, which is so emotionally taxing. But how they keep their emotions aside, and they're so stern while they're talking to somebody who's experienced that case. And then we had a lot of workshops. We had a mentor on board, and we did a lot of workshops. We worked on the tonality, the walk, the body language, how is she going to talk, what are her hand movements going to be, everything. So it was a detailed research, and we did a lot of workshops to achieve the character. And Ivan was so clear in his head, so he knew what he exactly wanted. So whenever we would prepare something, we would, you know, ask him, and he would guide us through.
Thank you so much, guys. Pretty glad transpired from the film. Thanks for making this film. We're talking about Sony here in the Horizonte section. Thanks again here on Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.